Steve.
Give me Sharon Erd Camp of the Canadian desk at the State Department.
Alright. There you are, sir.
Hello?
Hello, this is Miss Erdkamp.
Miss Erdkamp, tell me about this Columbia Treaty. They've written a statement and nobody knows anything about it. When was it ratified by the United States and by Canada?
It was signed in January of 1961 by President Eisenhower.
All right.
Ratified by the United States Senate in March of 1961. But then the Canadian government, for internal reasons between the federal government and the province, found itself unwilling to go ahead, and only when we had the supplementary agreements that you and the Secretary signed in January of this year, when Mr. Pearson was here, did the Canadian needs finally get met, and they have now ratified in June of this year on the basis of the agreements you signed in January.
All right, now what were the supplement agreements? What did they do?
Well, the one protocol was mainly a clarification of responsibilities, more of a technical nature on the regulation for flood control and that sort of thing.
What does the treaty do? Just to say how the water will be used?
Well, the treaty provides that the Canadians in British Columbia build three storage dams on the river, which will regulate the flow in the United States. This gives the flood control and also gives a more regulated and therefore greater output of firm power at the dams that we have located on the river. And as a result of this increased power production, which is sizable, and is resulting from Canadian construction, we, under the treaty, give them half of it. Now, the agreement in January was that we should help them to sell that power in the United States, since they had chosen not to use it themselves. And this has been done, and according to the plan, on Wednesday next week, the money will actually be paid over.
All right. Okay. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Bye. Sir.